The problem lay at the door of the bank. The banks had just stopped lending. They'd lowered the bar, you know, and it was overnight. So I had a really big decision to make, and very, very quickly. Either I started lending them people the money, or I decided to stop selling minibuses for a while, you know. So that's what I did. I thought, well, we'll look at where they live, we'll look at what they do, we understand all that, I'll lend them the money.
So you had enough stretch to give them, as it were, credit.
That's right, yeah. That's right. So we started lending the money. Everybody that we lent the money to at the time paid. So we thought, well, we started to realise how much the banks were really having. You know, I'd built the bus, I put the seats in the bus, I put the wheelchair lift on the bus, I'd done all the work on the bus, and I were having X amount of pounds. All the banks had done is lent them the money, and they're having more than I was. You know, how do you turn £10 into 20? Lend it out, you know? And I realised that it wasn't the people of this country that've got the problem, it's the banks.
So you made this decision, which you outlined at the beginning of the programme, that you wanted to run Bank of Dave and give 5% to savers. If you made a surplus, you'd give that to charity, and that you'd charge an interest rate which was kind of on a par with what people could get elsewhere. But the process of you doing it is fascinating. I mean, I'm quite glad it's hard to start a bank, given what's happened lately. But, I mean, the hurdles you had, you went to loads of people telling you you're out of your depth, can't be done.
That's right.
Hasn't been a new bank for 100 years. Who do you think you are? Go back to Burnley. I mean,
that's
quite
what they
rude,
said. I mean, the regulators, that everybody said no. Everybody said it's completely impossible, Dave, just give up. Unless you've got the correct parents, or you've gone to the correct university, or you're in our club, you've got no chance. So just give up and go home. And I thought, I'm not doing that. Because there's an awful lot of people out there a lot cleverer than me and a lot wealthier than me that could have done this, you know. But we actually had a situation where we had a problem with our business, so we started looking into it. And I thought, well, there must be ways around this. Now, we are applying for the full-blown bank licence. There are thousands and thousands of pieces of paper you have to fill in. There's lots of words I have to use at this point, because I found ways of doing everything that a bank does, or lots of things that a bank does.
We should explain that what you do at the moment, you're technically Burnley Savings and Loans, and people, it's technically peer-to-peer lending, where people of lend their money to as it were, to another company.
It's like more than peer-to-peer lending. I mean, firstly, I have to say, I can help you achieve 5% on your savings, because I can't use the word deposit, because that's straight to jail for me. Even though all the bankers out there that have done all this and took billions and billions of pounds of people's money, and pensioners' hard-earned savings have just gone, but I can't use the word deposit. So I have to say to the pensioners who come along to me, I can help you achieve 5% on your savings. I then take that money and lend it out to local people who can't borrow from the banks through no fault of their own. So I'm lending to businesses, and I'm helping rescue businesses, and then we take the profit. We pay the tiny overheads there at Burnley Savings and Loans, and this is the big one, Libby. We then give the profit to charity.
But
there's no bonuses in Burnley.
What would happen if all your debtors suddenly started defaulting? I mean, what would happen to the pensioners' money then?
I put 100% guarantee behind every single
personal
guarantee that's backed up by property that over the years I've acquired, and that's a personal guarantee to Burnley Savings and Loans. So where banks have an £85,000 guarantee, I have a 100% guarantee. I would chop my left leg off, Libby, than lose a pound of your money. That's how the banks should feel, and they don't.